Vezehu, this is the meaning, and what it says there in the pasuk, Vegam tzedo lo yosu lohem. They didn't take any other food with them when they left Egypt, meaning Shezochu lekayim hamitzvah besimcha, that the Jews then were zeichet to be on a level to fulfill a mitzvah with happiness, veloy bishvil schar oylam haba, not for any future reward. That shehu bechinas tzedo shemechinen liatzman al yedei hamitzvos. This terminology of preparing food to take with you on your trip, that's the terminology that's used regarding practicing Judaism for the sake of future reward. Tzeda lederech kol haaretz, k'may sham Rabbi Seinu Zal. Like the Gemara says, taking food with you for the trip, for the long trip. Urcha rechika, a distant trip, you're traveling a long, long way. Vezavda kalila, and a light suitcase. The Gemara refers to a person who realizes that he's going to die. And when he dies, he's going on a long, long trip. It's called eternity. And a person brings along a light suitcase. No, I'm traveling light. I don't have to do a lot of mitzvahs. I don't have to rush in this world to do mitzvahs. I'll take my 30 or 50 or 5,000 mitzvahs. That's enough. And the person doesn't realize that's enough for a month or a year. But you're going, this isn't a two-week vacation or a three-week trip. This is eternity. So a Jew has to be focused throughout their life on really moving quickly to put more, another suitcase, another suitcase, another suitcase to take with them on this long journey. This is what the Gemara speaks about. But Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain. V'afal pi shehu toiv ma'oid. Even though a Jew who is on this level, where they realize that in this world is free choice, you can hang out eating ice cream and going horseback, right, doing all kinds of leisurely, entertaining things, or you can be serious and realize you're on a mission, you have so many days or so many years to prepare for your eternity. And every minute the clock is ticking. A person is in the process of dying from the moment they're born. The person is born, they start walking. Where are they walking? They're walking towards the grave. For one person, it takes, lo aleinu, a month, a year. Some people are privileged. It takes 80 years, 100, whatever it is. But that's the direction we're going in. And again, and the grave is just a transit point. From there, they're going to determine where you go from there. And the timing on the next leg of the trip is called eternity. And depending on what you do in this leg of the trip, that's going to be your supplies for the next part of the trip. So Rav Nosson Zal says, a Jew who realizes that and lives their life that way, where even though their Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is offering them all kinds of temptations, the guy says, after the grave, while the clock is ticking now, I have no time for diversions. I know that every minute now, whatever I pack in, whatever mitzvah I accomplish, that's what I'm taking with me. The ice cream, the chocolate, the sleeping in my bed, all of that I'm not taking with me. That's zero. That's not going to. The only thing I can put into these suitcases is mitzvahs and good deeds, period. So I'm in a hurry. I'm moving quickly. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'afal pi shehu toiv moid, even though that's very good, and fortunate is a Jew who is zeicher to live like that, to prepare suitcases, to prepare food to take with them for that very, very long journey. However, this is not perfection in Yiddishkeit. That's not the highest level in serving Hashem. Ki ikar hashlemus, because really serving Hashem is kishezeichen lishmores hamitzvos bechinas matzah bebechinas vegam tzedo lo yosu lehem. Real serving Hashem is when a person is guarding their mitzvahs. We said the matzahs, the mitzvahs, and they're not taking any suitcases along. They're not thinking about what kind of suitcases. I'm in Olam Haba right now. I don't have to think about going any trip. My Olam Haba is here right now. While I'm doing the mitzvah, that's Olam Haba. This is Gan Eden. You're going to tell me to do more, you know, hurry, hurry, because take it with you over there. There is no for me. Over here is Olam Haba. That's why the Pasuk says that the Jews at that time, they guarded their matzis, meaning they guarded their mitzvahs, meaning they did mitzvahs on the highest level. What's the highest level? That they were not thinking about taking any bags along. They did not take any food along with them for the trip. V'gam tzeda lo yosu lahem, she'ein meichen li'atzmei shum tzeda b'sho she'oisik b'mitzvahs. While he's doing the mitzvah, he's not thinking at all about packing suitcases for the future. Ki einoi mechaven l'shum schar oylam haba b'shas kiyam ha'mitzvahs. Because while he's doing the mitzvah, he's not thinking at all about any future reward. Rak ikar simchosei v'tanugoi hu ha'mitzvah b'yatzma. His joy and pleasure is the mitzvah itself. So Rav Moshe Zal is telling us, this is what that pasuk is hinting to. When it says that the Jews guarded the matzahs, you know, and because that this is all they had, they didn't take any other food with them, it's hinting to us this concept that Rabbeinu Zal presents in Likut Imran, about what that we know that regular Jews, we hope that they're zeicher to realize that there is this long trip, and we hope that they're zeicher to all day to be thinking in those terms, and every time they have a choice to make, do this or do that, they'll always ask themselves, 1 minute, is this temporary or this permanent? Is this for my eternity or is this just a quick fix? If it's a quick fix, I'd rather invest my time and energy and effort into something that's going to last me for the eternity, for the long trip. That's very good, but Rav Moshe Zal says that's not the top. The top, the Midas HaChasidus, is where a person is zeicher to such a level of faith in Hashem and in Torah and in mitzvah that he's not taking any he's not thinking about suitcases. He's in Olam Haba, his Olam Haba is right here in this world. While he's doing a mitzvah, he's in Olam Haba. B'b'chinas gam tzeda lo yosu lehem, she'ein meichen li'atzmei shum tzeda b'sho she'esu b'mitzvahs. He's not preparing any food for the future while he's doing a mitzvah. Ki ein lo'y mechaven l'shum schar adam haba b'shas kima mitzvah. Rak ikr simchos lev tanugoy hu ha'mitzvah b'yatzmo. His main joy and pleasure is the mitzvah itself. V'al kein lomdu raboyseinu zal zrizus shel ha'mitzvahs mimatzvahs kanal. And this is why the Torah learns out this very, very important character trait called Zrizus from the Matzahs. This character trait of speed, quick, the opposite of laziness. Kederech she'ein machmitznes ha-matzah, kach ein machmitznes ha-mitzvah. The Gemara says, just like when it comes to matzah, there's no room for slowpokes, for laziness. It's a process that's speed, on the move, always on the move. So too, we're not slow and lazy when it comes to all mitzvahs. Because again, the word matzois is the same as the word mitzvois. O mitzvah habo liyodo, al tachmitzena. There's a famous quote in the Gemara, an opportunity of a mitzvah that comes into your hands, do not delay, don't procrastinate, grab it, do it now, don't leave for later what you can do now when it comes to mitzvah. Rak aseo samiyad, but rather do it immediately. Ki zrizus hamitzvah b'shleimus, hu rak kishezoichin lebchinas matzah b'shleimus. Because the only way that a Jew can get to the level of doing mitzvahs with this kind of zrizus, with this enthusiasm, excitement, speed, is when a Jew is zoichet to matzah b'shleimus, to have the true matzah, dahainu likidushas hamoichin, which means to have a pure brain. Through which we learned earlier, Yezechet is simcha. And what's real simcha? What's the highest simcha? She'ein roitzin shum schar oilam haba. Where the person isn't looking for any reward of the future, but rather, rak simchosoi mea mitzvah biatzma, but rather his joy and happiness is from the mitzvah itself. V'oz bevadai ein machmitzines ha-mitzvah. When a Jew is on that level, you don't have to push him. You don't have to tell him to hurry when it comes to doing a mitzvah. When a Jew is on that level where his olam haba is in the mitzvah itself, that's when he has rak ois noisa bezrizus godoil ma'oid ma'oid. But rather, a Jew does the mitzvah with tremendous speed and enthusiasm. Me'achar shekol simchosei v'tanugoi hu rak mi'a mitzvah bi'atzma, because of the fact that his whole joy and pleasure is in the mitzvah itself. V'hu metzapet tomid shi'zakei Hashem Yisborach la'aseis mitzvah. And his whole hope, the only thing he hopes for and he yearns for all the time is a mitzvah. He's waiting and begging Hashem, I can't wait to have a mitzvah, the opportunity to do a mitzvah. V'yalkein kishebol yodo, and therefore when a mitzvah presents itself to him, bevadai hu oisoisa bezrizus godol moed, he certainly does it with tremendous speed and enthusiasm. V'zehu shesomach hatana sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, la'azhoras hazrizus shel mitzvah. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand why there are two items that appear in the same Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, even though they seem a little bit unrelated. You wonder, why is this next to this? The fact that the reward for a mitzvah is another mitzvah, and the fact that a Jew should do mitzvahs quickly, as it says in Pirkei Avos, v'hevei rotz le'mitzvah kala kivachamura, you should run to do a little mitzvah, the same way you run to do a big mitzvah, and you should run away from sin. Why? Because a mitzvah leads you to the next mitzvah, and a sin leads you to the next sin. So that even though this looks like a little sin, and you figure you're not so afraid of it, because even if I do it, it's only a little sin, you don't know that little sin is like a hook. And once he hooks you with the little thing, he's got much more bigger things in mind that he's going to hold on to you for. So that's why the Mishnah says a Jew should be careful not to let himself get hooked even to a little sin, number one. And when it comes to doing a mitzvah, if he sees a mitzvah that's a little mitzvah, he shouldn't ignore it or be casual about it. Run to do a little mitzvah, because a little mitzvah will lead you to a big mitzvah. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar hazrizus v'alidei zeh, because the main way that a Jew acquires this level of speed and enthusiasm in doing mitzvahs is based on what we just learned about. V'alidei zeh shezoichin l'simchanal, is when the Jew is zoicha to the kind of joy and happiness that we described. Shehu b'china sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, where he's experiencing such happiness at the time of doing a mitzvah, that's his reward. He's not thinking about any other reward. When a Jew realizes that, then he'll run to do the mitzvah, and he'll do the mitzvah with tremendous enthusiasm. Run even to do a little mitzvah. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 155 in Likutei Moran, ki hazrizus hu bechinas simcha hefecho atzlus, because zrizus, which means speed, enthusiasm, is synonymous with joy and happiness. It's the opposite of laziness and depression. Shehem gam kein bechina achas, those two go together. Laziness and depression go together, and happiness and speed go together. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, "Vayoyfu es habotzek ugois matzois." They baked the dough into matzos. Matzois zebchinas zrizus hamitzvah. The term matzah here, I'm saying, matzois here refers to the speed in doing the mitzvah. Bechinas have a rotz lemitzvah kala, run even to do a light mitzvah. Kederech she'ein machmitznes hamatzah, and the Gemara says, just like you don't let the matzah hang around, you keep it in moving all the time, so too, when it comes to any mitzvah, don't leave it hanging around. Grab it, do it right away. No procrastination. Why? Ki gorshu mi Mitzrayim, because they were chased out of Egypt. They ran out of Egypt. Zeu b'chinasu b'yireach minu aveira. When the Jews were running out of Egypt, what were they running away from? They were running away from sin, from the house of sin. Ki Mitzrayim hu bechinas modor haklipos, because Mitzrayim was the residence, Egypt was the residence for all kinds of tumah, impurity. Bechinas averos, shemishom tzrichen levroyach u lezgarish bezrizis godol, whereby when a Jew realizes that they're in such a place, they have to try to run away as quickly as they can. Bebechinas ki gorshu mimitzrayim, as the pasuk says, they were chased out of Egypt. Bechinas uvoreach minu aveira, as the Mishnah says, run away from a sin. V'zehu v'lo yochlu l'smameya. And the pasuk goes on to say that they could not delay. There was no time for pausing or for waiting. Hainu zrizus godol. The Torah is showing us that the Jewish people at that time were zechut to an incredible zrizus, tremendous speed. Shezechu levroyach min aver, they were zechut to run away from Egypt, to run away from sin. V'lorutz lemitzvah, to run to the mitzvah. Shubchinas matzah bezrizus godol. They ran with tremendous speed to the mitzvah, which was the matzah at that time. And all of this was because they were zeichet to the kind of happiness we described earlier. They were not packing any suitcases for the future. Their future was now. The Jews at that time were on such a level of faith in Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu that they weren't packing suitcases for the future. They felt the full simcha in the mitzvah itself. Therefore, that gave them that zrizus. That gave them the ability to run away from Egypt and to run to the mitzvah. Shezeh b'china sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, ki lo hechinu lahem shum tzeidu laderech. They were not preparing any food for a trip. Dahainu schar olam haba, the reward of the future world. Ki ikar olam haba shelahem hi a mitzvah biatzma. Their main olam haba was the mitzvah itself. Bibchina sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, the reward for the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Nimtza shekol hamishna nal heveirotz mefoireshes baposuk hanal. So Rav Nosson Zal says, if you take a look at this now, if you study that Mishnah in Perkei Avos now, you see that the entire Mishnah is explained in the pasuk we quote, in that pasuk about that they baked the dough into matzahs, which they took out of Egypt because they couldn't wait, and they didn't prepare any food for the trip. That pasuk explains that whole Mishnah in Perkei Avos, which says when it comes to a sin, run away, don't procrastinate there, run away from it, like they ran out of Egypt. And what gives you the ability to do that? If you're not preparing food for a future trip. Meaning, if your level of faith in Hashem and the Torah is such that when you're doing a mitzvah, you're not thinking, I'm doing this because I'm going to get a reward later. You're doing the mitzvah with such joy that your olam haba is in the mitzvah itself.